This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has warned that the Ebola case detected in the city of Goma in Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday could be a game changer in the scale of the outbreak. As this first case in Goma was being identified, DRC Health Ministry officials announced that two people working on Ebola prevention were killed over the weekend after receiving death threats. It's the latest in a string of assaults on Ebola prevention efforts. The United Nations Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
United Nations Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock, speaking at a news conference, said there is a need to have a stronger international response to prevent Ebola from spreading in Central Africa. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the United States illegally got off to a slow start on Sunday. In targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by to offer sanctuary and advice. New York City Council member Carlos Menchaca said the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort in his district paid off. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. This is VOA News. After a tweet storm from President Trump calling on four Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar on Monday called for drastic political measures.
I have not made impeachment central to my election or my tenure. But since the day that I'd gotten elected, I'd said to people, it is not if he will be impeached, but when. So it is time for us to stop allowing this president to make a mockery out of our Constitution. It's time for us to impeach this president.
Her colleague Ayanna Pressley, also targeted by the president's remarks, said the president's slurs would not distract them from the issues they're working on.
We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind. Our squad is big. Our squad includes any person committed to building a more equitable and just world. And that is the work that we want to get back to. And given the size of this squad and this great nation, we cannot, we will not be silenced.
Both women spoke at a news conference held on Monday that featured all four of the women that Trump is assumed to be talking about. On Sunday, Trump issued a series of tweets in which he suggested that Omar and Pressley and two of their colleagues, in his words, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Omar is a naturalized citizen, originally born in Somalia, but the other three, Pressley, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, were born in the United States. On Monday, the president doubled down on those remarks, asked whether his comments were racist. Trump told White House reporters, not at all. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday that anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters. Lam added that she supports the action of the police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo, speaking at a news conference, said Lam needs to address the people.
This is obviously the biggest political and governance crisis Hong Kong has ever faced. And we do wonder who's running Hong Kong now, who is actually governing Hong Kong. So we urge once again Carrie Lam to come out and face the people.
That was pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo in Hong Kong. On Sunday, police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who took to the streets to demand a complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.